All right, here we go. So as you see, I got a little bit of a different subscribe now button on this one. It's a little bit here. I'm going to shrink it just a bit. I'm trying to encourage more people to subscribe. So if you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel. We definitely could use your subscribership. We're almost to 1,000, and we're a decent channel. We're not perfect, but we're good enough. I think we're good enough for your subscription, but you'll see here in a few moments. Anyway, the top I can't believe I'm doing this list, but it needs to be done. The top 10 games for this Philips CDI exploring the hidden gems. Unveiling the lesser known titles that defined the Philips CDI experience. If you can call it an experience. The Philips CDI may not have reached the same level of success as its contemporaries, but it still holds a place in gaming history as an experimental console that pushed boundaries and delivered unique experiences. This is for the Eagle and Nathan, both of you guys. I feel then more for Nathan than anything, but because he's a CDI fanboy, and I don't think we've ever even played the CDI, but anyway, so we're going to highlight some of the lesser-known titles that showcased the console's potential and captivated a dedicated community of players. However, there's not a lot of games for this, so it's kind of tough to make a top 10 list for something like this. All right, so to start from number 10, Christmas Crisis. Christmas Crisis, a holiday-themed game, delivered festive fun for CDI owners. Players took on the role of Santa Claus, navigating a snowy landscape and delivering presents while avoiding obstacles and enemies. The lighthearted game provided enjoyable gameplay and added a touch of holiday spirit to the CDI library. Number 9. Creature Shock. Creature Shock combined the first-person shooting and rail shooter elements to create a thrilling sci-fi experience on the CDI. Players battled terrifying creatures in an interstellar mission to save humanity. With its intense action, impressive graphics, and cinematic cutscenes, Creature Shock pushed the limits of the CDI's capabilities. Number 8. Zenith. Zenith, a first-person perspective adventure game, invited players to explore a mystical realm and unravel its secrets. With its immersive environments, intricate puzzles, and a captivating storyline, Zenith offered an engaging and atmospheric experience that showcased the CDI's potential for immersive gaming. Number 7, The Apprentice. The Apprentice offered a blend of puzzle-solving and platforming gameplay, featuring a young boy on a quest to become a wizard's apprentice. Is this the Sorcerer's Apprentice? No. With its whimsical setting, clever puzzles, and charming characters, The Apprentice provided an enjoyable and family-friendly experience that highlighted the CDI's versatility. At number 6, Alien Gate. Alien Gate, a fast-paced arcade shooter, provided thrilling action and intense gameplay on the CDI. Players battled hordes of alien invaders in a race against time, utilizing various weapons and power-ups to defend humanity from the extraterrestrial threat. Alien Gate showcased the console's capability to deliver arcade-style experiences. At number 5, Voyeur. Voyeur immersed players in a live-action interactive movie where they assume the role of a voyeur investigating a scandalous murder in a wealthy neighborhood. This mature-themed game utilized full-motion video and branching narratives, creating a compelling and immersive experience that pushed the boundaries of interactive storytelling. At number 4... The Seventh Guest. The Seventh Guest, a puzzle-solving horror game, pushed the boundaries of interactive storytelling on the CDI. with its atmospheric setting, challenging puzzles, and full motion video sequences, the game delivered a unique blend of mystery and suspense that captivated players and showcased the multimedia capabilities of the console. At number 3, Hotel Mario. Yeah. Hotel Mario, a puzzle platformer, provided a quirky and humorous experience that became a cult classic among CDI enthusiasts. Players took on the role of Mario, tasked with closing doors in various hotels to thwart the mischievous antics of the Koopalings. Despite its simplicity, Hotel Mario offered addictive gameplay and memorable moments. At number 2, Burncycle. Burncycle, a cyberpunk adventure game, captured the imaginations of players with its dark, futuristic setting and innovative gameplay mechanics. This interactive thriller combined exploration, puzzle solving, and engaging storytelling, immersing players in a gripping narrative where every choice has consequences. Number 1, The Legend of Zelda, The Wand of Gamelon. My boy, this game is what all true warriors strive for. I wonder what's for dinner. Link, so you're going to scrub the floors of... If you get bored, look up... let's look up The Legend of Zelda, The Wand of Gamelon highlights. You'll, on YouTube, you'll have a good time. Anyway, so let's... Let's begin. Despite its controversial reputation, The Legend of Zelda: The Wand of Gamelon stands as one of the most memorable titles for the CDI. This unconventional Zelda adventure, featuring Princess Zelda as the protagonist, offered a unique gameplay experience and showcased the CDI's animated cutscenes and voice acting. I still think that, I don't know, I can't speak for Nintendo, but... I'm pretty sure they're trying to forget this ever existed. It's good shit though. It's a cool game. I've never played it, but I saw the gameplay looks pretty fun. So it's definitely meme worthy for sure. So in conclusion, although the Philips CDI may not have achieved the same level of success as other consoles of its time, it still offered a collection of unique and memorable games from the unconventional adventure of The Legend of Zelda, The Wand of Gamelon, to the cyberpunk thrills of Burncycle. These top 10 CDI games provided entertainment and showcased the console's potential for experimentation and innovation. Despite its limited library, the CDI carved its own niche in gaming history. And left a lasting impression on those who embraced its quirks and possibilities. So, sadly, the CDI was a fairly failed gaming console. In fact, it's not very successful, and it will go down that way for all time. But, you know, honestly, my boy, this piece is what all true warriors strive for. It really was... Based on the gameplay footage, I really appreciated the game, Legend of Zelda game for it, but we, my buddy and I, Nathan, we went through some of the gameplay footage and let's just say we had fun at its expense, but yeah, I've never played a CDI. In fact, I think if you tried to purchase a CDI, because of how rare it was and because of how much of a failure it was, it actually might be worth something. In fact, if I were to go on eBay, let's just go to eBay real quick. There's got to be people selling these. And I'm pretty sure the demand is very low. But let's look up like, okay. So let me look up Philips CDI. Oh, they got Hotel Mario. So you got Hotel Mario CDI, $121. Oh, a pre-owned Philips Magnavox CDI console lot. Okay. $149.99. Sweet. See, some of these are untested, though, and a lot of these are for parts only. So if you're looking for parts, that's a different story. I could share my screen with all you guys. Hold on. Let me see if I can show my screen real quick. Ah, hold on. It's being stupid. Hold on. Some technical difficulties. I got to reset up a few things. But anyway, so the point is, obviously, I think it's worth maybe giving it a chance. I don't know. I've never played it. So, if I were to get a hold of one, it would be worthless. Obviously, there's way better gaming systems than, and to purchase one is really for nostalgia purposes if you ever even had one or if you ever just wanted to play one, just to say you played one. But other than that, there's no real worth to it. I do like older games for sure when I can get a hold of them. But yeah, I'm not going out of my way to get a Philips CDI. I'm not going on my way to play these games, but I'm definitely willing to make a list based on what people have said on the internets. Anyway, thank you guys for taking the time. My boy, hit the subscribe.